Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the European Parliament has been marking the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement with a number of events in Brussels today. The government has comfortably survived a motion of confidence in the Dáil. The Secretary General of the Department of Health tells the Oireachtas that plans to reduce hospital waiting lists are facing significant delays in some places because of funding allocations. Later in the bulletin, Oisín's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the events in Brussels to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. A number of events taking place there today and this evening. Today's plenary session began with a special ceremony in the Parliament building. The European Parliament President, Roberta Metsola, opened the session.
We will begin today's plenary session by marking the 25th anniversary of the Belfast Good Friday Agreement. So today we highlight the continued significance of an agreement that is grounded in peace and reconciliation, an agreement that is helping to instill harmony between people.
The government has comfortably survived a confidence motion in the Dáil. Donegal Deputy Joe McHugh voted with the government, as did South Donegal Independent Mark McSharry. The government was also supported by Independents Cathal Berry, Sean Canny, Noel Grealish, Michael Lowry, Dennis Nocton and Matt Shanahan. Exiled Green Party TD Nasa Hourigan also voted with the coalition. The final tally was 86 votes for the government and 67 against. Well, during that motion, the Dáil heard that a Donegal mother has been searching for 5 years to find a home for herself and her 4 children. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle was speaking during that debate, during which he expressed his lack of confidence. He highlighted the ongoing housing pressures facing people in Donegal, including how the number of people seeking support from the North West Simon community has almost doubled over the past 4 years. He said, in expressing no confidence in the government, he was representing those in particular who'd be directly affected by the lifting of the eviction ban.
If it's facts that the government is looking for, then let me outline exactly what this is going to mean for my constituency in Donegal. In 2022, 536 individuals comprising of 292 adults and 244 children sought the support and assistance of the North West Simon community. The number of households seeking early intervention assistance from North West Simon has almost doubled in 4 years. The average number of people in emergency accommodation in the North West has increased from 83 in 2020 to 112 in 2022. The number of child dependents in emergency accommodation has increased from 16 in January 2022 to 35 children this January. And the number of eligible households already living in enforced sharing arrangements in the North West increased by 10.6% in the last year. If it's proof that this government is looking for, then I would urge you to consider the case of Emma and her daughter Michaela, who are watching for us today. Emma has been in search of a house in Donegal for herself and her 4 children for 5 years now. She has been unable to find anything accessible for her 2 children with disabilities. Emma has said, "It feels like we're being penalised for the fact that my children are disabled. I challenge the Minister to face Emma and tell her that the same regurgitated drivel we have been hearing continuously, that the government is delivering more social homes now than any government since 1975. This empty line means nothing to Emma and the many families across Donegal who are being faced with eviction and homelessness this weekend and who have absolutely no confidence in you, Minister, or your government, and that's why who I'm representing today."
Deputy Thomas Pringle. Plans to reduce hospital waiting lists face significant delays in some places due to funding allocations. That's according to a Sláintecare Progress report from the Department of Health for last year. It's noted that without recent funding, active waiting lists for scheduled care would have increased by 42% to over 1 million people. However, Robert Watt, the Secretary General of the Department of Health, insists they are making progress.
The Sláintecare targets, we are making progress. We made significant progress last year and we're hopeful for this year that we'll make more progress. There is a challenge that every year but the number of people who are treated, like the number of outpatient consultations on the way to, I think, that 3.5 million, the number of day case procedures is around 1 million.
Well, the chair of the Regional Health Forum fears dedicated staff at Letterkenny University Hospital are going to be lost unless action is taken to alleviate pressures there. Councillor Jerry McMonagle questioned if GPs, the NOWDOC service and hospital management were working together to find a solution to the difficulties facing people who need to access the emergency department at LUH. Councillor McMonagle says the stark reality is it may come to a time when there are simply not enough staff to care for the patients presenting at the ED, where the situation is already at crisis level.
I think we all would have a horror story to tell about a relative, a friend, who has extraordinary waiting times at the emergency department, and also the pressures that the staff are under. It's not sustainable, and something has to be done in the short term. We can't wait years. We need to be putting all our efforts into addressing the situation and coming up with solutions. And if that requires further investment from the Department of the Health, then the Minister needs to intervene. And my information is last 3 years, up to 20 members of senior staff members in the emergency department have either left the hospital or transferred to other jobs. And that's a very worrying development. Like, patients need to be looked after and cared for. If we haven't got the doctors, if they're burnt out, if they're continually under this type of pressure, and we lose the doctors and nurses who are experienced in emergency department medicines, then where are people to go?
A series of measures to speed up the rollout of new schools and hospital facilities has been announced. The €165 billion National Development Plan was unveiled almost 18 months ago with the intention to fund state bills, including housing, roads and public transport. Under a reform of the plan, approval and appraisal rates will speed up the threshold for major projects. And that's increased from €100 million to €200 million. And the Public Expenditure Minister, Pascal Donoghue, says this could take months of the building process in some cases.
It's going to vary project by project, because the fewer stages of a decision making that are here, the better chance there are of projects going through each stage successfully. So in general, on average, we would say it would be somewhere between 4 to 6 months.
A Buncrana councillor says the demolition of a semi-detached property in the town affected by defective blocks is an example of penny-pinching by the housing department. Councillor Jack Murray was reacting to a picture published in the Nishon Independent this week. It shows how one semi-detached property was demolished while the adjoining property, also believed to be affected by defective concrete blocks, has been left standing. Councillor Murray says this move is senseless.
These houses were built using the same blocks, so the other half will have to come down at one point. In this situation, one home is eligible for the scheme, going through the old scheme, and to be fair to the family there, they've moved through and they've got to the point where they feel comfortable moving ahead to get this done, while the other side of the building isn't eligible yet and has to remain. But there's additional cost to that to build a party wall to protect the integrity of the house that remains. We'll obviously have to bring in all the diggers, all the work. It has to be taken down by hand so that you don't compromise the integrity of the building, whereas if the entire building was going down, it could be demolished much, much quicker. So the cost that this is bringing in to the homeowners, to the scheme, to the exchequer, like it seems like there's penny pinching at the department level, but really it's going to cost the exchequer more because we're holding these people back. There's thousands of additional costs going on to this, and this is going to affect thousands of homeowners across Donegal. So that photo, I think it's very important that it's seen throughout Donegal, but it's seen in the corridors of power in Dublin, where they realise just how senseless this approach they're taking. And finally apply some common sense and let people get on with it, get their homes rebuilt, and let this horrible nightmare be over for so many people.
Enoch Burke's former principal has told the High Court she felt kind of hunted by him after a dinner service at Wilson's Hospital School in County Westmeath. The of McShane claims he confronted her twice after earlier disrupting a religious service to call on her to withdraw what he claims was a demand of staff and students to address a transitioning student by a new name. This is the second day of what's expected to be a four-day hearing in relation to the disciplinary process that led to Enoch Burke's suspension and ultimately his dismissal. Yesterday, he was denied entry to the courtroom unless he agrees to behave and abide by court rulings. He has so far refused to give the court an undertaking to do so. A senior TripAdvisor executive will be one of the main speakers at Donegal County Council's annual tourism conference tomorrow morning. Over 100 providers in the county have already registered. The conference takes place at the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny, with further delegate registration available in the morning. The theme is Emerging Trends and Opportunities. Sarah Nolan is the council's head of tourism. She says providers will have the chance to network and make new connections, while the presence of speakers like the TripAdvisor executive will offer important new new perspectives.
We've got a great host of speakers this year, so we're hoping to get inspired. We have a range of speakers coming tomorrow, so we're very excited about the event.
Obviously, the fact that there is a senior TripAdvisor executive going to speak will be important, because so much now depends on good reviews on TripAdvisor. The better Donegal is reflected there, the better it'll be for the tourism sector in the county.
Justin Reid, who's the Director of Media Destinations, Hotel and Growth within TripAdvisor, is one of our main speakers tomorrow. So he's going to put Donegal under the microscope and have a look and dig into some of the knowledge and the stats that are coming from TripAdvisor about what people are saying about Donegal in the wider context. So that's going to be very exciting indeed. We have a number of other speakers. We have sustainability, of course, is a key area that we're all focusing on. And we've got Jernieman Cusack from Fáilte Ireland, who's a sustainability officer. And we have Ona Mara Walsh, who's the chief executive at Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, the ITIC. So he's going to have a look at some of the future trends. There's been so much change within the tourism sector over the last number of years. So he's going to look at kind of what's happening at the minute and dig down on them stats and try and give, I suppose, the trade and insight into what's coming up in the next couple of years.
Sarah Nolan there, the tourism officer within Donegal County Council. Well, potential visitors to the country are booking elsewhere because they simply can't find accommodation. That's according to Fáilte Ireland, which notes almost a third of registered tourism bed stock outside of Dublin is contracted to the state. Speaking to the Oireachtas Tourism Committee earlier today, Chief Executive Paul Kelly said the sector is estimated to lose over €1 billion in 2023. He says Ireland's long-term tourism reputation is being put at risk due to pricing practices.
As we know from inbound agents, that many visitors who want to come to Ireland are now booking other countries simply because they cannot find accommodation in Ireland. In addition to the short-term business loss and long-term consequences for the quality of some of our rural tourism destinations, this situation also creates conditions that facilitate pricing practices that put Ireland's long-term reputation at risk, particularly in Dublin, where there was already an underlying shortage of tourism accommodation.
Meanwhile, a travel expert is warning a security breach at Dublin Airport could lead to passenger delays. It's after a man boarded a flight without showing any ID or a boarding pass on Monday night. The 48-year-old was then removed from the Birmingham-bound flight and brought to court and fined. Owen Corry from Air and Travel magazine says security may have to be increased as a result.
Dublin Airport has a good reputation. Like, it's cleared by particularly the US authorities, who are very jumpy about security. It's important to keep it. They haven't been doing a good job on that. They say we failed two security audits just as COVID was kicking in, and then we have a protected disclosure making allegations about security shortfalls. Very important they keep that reputation, they get it back quickly. I'm sure that's going to be a priority for the new CEO of Dublin Airport.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
5:15, good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with football. Waterford have appointed Keith Long as the new head coach. The former Bohemians boss replaced Danny Searle, who was relieved of his duties earlier this week. Long will be in charge for Friday's visit of Fun Harps to the RSC. Cross Channel, Tottenham's managing director of football, Fabio Paratici, will have to step away from the role. It's because a FIFA ban on him in Italy has now been extended to have an effect worldwide. He's been punished after his former club Juventus were found guilty of false accounting. He would have played a big role in Spurs' search for a new manager. Sir Alex Ferguson and Arsene Wenger have become the first managers to be inducted into the Premier League's Hall of Fame. Ferguson guided Manchester United to 13 titles, while Wenger won the competition on 3 occasions with Arsenal. In athletics, Jason Smith has announced his retirement from the sport at the age of 35. The Derry native retires, having never lost a competitive para-athletics event throughout his entire career. Smith was a 6-time gold medalist at the Paralympics in the 100 and 200 metre events. He also won 8 world titles, as well as 6 goals at the European Championships. Now to Gaelic games. It's quarter-final night in the Ulster Under-20 Football Championship. Defending provincial and All-Ireland champions Tyrone face down in Omagh. Tyrone manager Paul Devlin, who has been at the helm for 6 years, says the group have moved on from last year's success.
The target is that way as All-Ireland champions, but realistically we look at that was a competition last year, and a new competition this year. if that one chalked down on the board and we're starting from scratch again, that's the way the lads are all there and the attitude they have, you know.
Yeah.
I say, aye.
And tell me, in terms of squad or team, have you many of last year's team and squad?
If the panel of 31 last year was roughly around, I think, 16 still there from last year, so we have, you know.
And then in terms of first choices from last year?
In the final that we started with maybe something like 7 lads there available the year, so we have as well, yeah.
Well, in last year's final, Tyrone beat Cavan. The Breffni County start tonight against Monaghan. Fermanagh will play host to Derry side, which is made up of the All-Ireland winning minor team from a number of years ago. And in our feature game tonight, Donegal are facing Antrim in Ballybofey. We will have live updates from that clash as Liam McLoone's side start their campaign. Brendan Devaney will have the action there for us in all matches tonight in Ulster start at 7:30. We turn our attention to horse racing news coming in from Navan. There's been a Donegal jockey already in the winner's enclosure. Brave Trip was the horse that won at 9-4, taking the 5 past 5 race in Navan. And Luke McAteer was the winning jockey as he tastes success in the early races there in Navan this evening. The trainer was Barry Fitzgerald. Just back to some other Gaelic games. Leitrim footballer Emlyn Mulligan has announced his retirement from intercounty football. The 35-year-old says past injuries have now caught up with him and he can no longer deal with the rigours of their intercounty game. Mulligan made his Leitrim debut in 2006 and helped them win back-to-back FBD Insurance League titles. Antoine Dupont has been voted the Six Nations Player of the Championship. He beat competition from Irish trio Hugo Keenan, Mac Hansen and Caelan Doris. The scrum half is only the third player to have retained the crown. And finally, in cricket, Ireland have lost their T20 series with Bangladesh, chasing a target of 203 from a rain-depleted 17 overs. Ireland were curtailed to 125 for 9, falling short by 77 runs. Ireland will play for pride at the same venue in Chattagram this coming Friday in the third match. And that's your sport, Dylan.
Thank you, Washing. A Donegal councillor is calling for a pilot programme to tackle dereliction in Ballybofey and Stranorer. For several years now, the area has had one of the highest levels of dereliction in the country, with Councillor Patrick McGowan saying now is the time to start working on a properly integrated plan to ensure the area's needs are fully met. Councillor McGowan, who chairs the Lifford Stranorer Municipal District, believes the twin towns will only reach their potential when the area is fully bypassed. However, he says preparations must start now.
It needs to be a joint up approach. We need to have the plan, housing and road service working together, and there's multiple buildings together that can and should be dealt with as one. I have no doubt that if we sat down with the owners and local builders and the council, put in an application to the government on one of these many, many funds there, they can start dealing with multiple buildings together.
But you believe that ultimately it's going to take the 10T, it's going to take the bypass to get a long-term solution here?
Well, it does. There's a lot of challenges, as I'm very clear about it. The Chamber of Commerce and business in general welcome the 10T. They realise through the ways needed. They're always concerned about the linkage, just how the town would be linked, which I'm perfectly entitled, as is, has every other town that's ever been bypassed. They want proper linkages. All we have asked and ever asked for is a planned approach. We don't want a piecemeal approach to Ballybofey and Stranorer. We want a holistic approach. We want the street looked after street and to look around. And at the moment, government funding is there. They want a plan, and we need to put the plans in and put them in now straight away and start doing maybe 3, 4, 5 buildings together. And they can be modernised, they can be upgraded. Yes, we want to see the old facades like we're doing with the Ritz Cinema. And these things take time, and by the time the bypass comes, we should be ready to try and take advantage. If they can pilot it in Ballybofey and Stranorer out of the whole Connacht Ulster region, which we're entitled to under the GeoDirect surveys, then we can work an example rather than scattering bits of money around. And we have to start now with the planning stage and consultation.
Councillor Patrick McGowan speaking there at County House in Lifford. Police in Derry are investigating the theft of cash during a burglary at a commercial premises in the Springtown area of the city in the early hours of this morning. It's believed entry was gained after a window was smashed. The burglary on Balnascar Road occurred between 3:30 and 5 a.m. Police are seeking witnesses and drivers who may have dashcam footage. Ireland is not at the races when it comes to protecting the island. That's according to Midlands Northwest MEP Maria Walsh, who said today she believes the conversation needs to be had on Ireland's neutrality. Speaking on a special 9 till noon show that came live from the European Parliament this morning, she said there are many elements that need to be examined.
We are a small island, the most west periphery of our European Union. We see from the movement online in terms of cybersecurity that we are not at the races when it comes to protecting that island. We see boats off the coast and air force off the coast of particularly in the west where we're from, from other countries, in particular Russia. And we have not funded the Defence Force, in my belief, for generations to the standard it needs. That if anything was to change tomorrow morning, we do not have enough men and women and others in the positions they need to fulfil the obligations of what they've trained to do in terms of Defence Force. We have to become very sophisticated when it comes to cyber security. We have a number of individuals being trafficked throughout the EU, in Ireland in particular, about 1,000. And we have no way of, in my belief, really seeing the detail of how those individuals, particularly young women and children, being trafficked. We also have a war very close to Europe and our European Union. We have to get really real about that. And we have men and women who have played, to your point earlier, as peacemakers in third countries. And they do a service. And they need to be, in terms of pay remuneration, in terms of retention of staff, in terms of retraining and consistently getting ready for what could come. It doesn't diminish our neutrality, but it certainly makes us, we have to become aware of the fact that we have a war within a very short space of us.
Maria Walsh there speaking to Greg Hughes on that special 9 till noon show that came live from the European Parliament building in Brussels this morning. Remember, of course, you can listen back to that programme in full on our website, highlandradio.com. You can also watch the programme with all the Zoom inserts and live inserts on screen. You can watch it on our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland, or indeed on our Facebook pages, Highland Radio, Highland Radio News and Sport, and on Greg's pages as well. The Chief of Staff of the Defence Forces says anyone who acts or acted inappropriately does not belong in the organisation. Yesterday, a review into gender-based violence, harassment and bullying in the Defence Forces recommended a full inquiry into the controversy. A total of 88% of female respondents surveyed reported experiencing one or more forms of sexual harassment. Lieutenant General Sean Clancy says there will be changes within Oglaig na hÉireann. And looking now at the weather forecast, Met Éireann tell us that rain will continue to clear eastwards this afternoon and into this evening, with southwest winds also easing. It'll become mostly dry and clear early tonight, although further scattered showers will feed into Atlantic coastal areas. Lowest temperatures 7 to 10 degrees Celsius in moderating southwest winds. Tomorrow Thursday will bring some sunny spells and scattered showers. Top temperatures 12 to 14 degrees Celsius in moderate to fresh southwesterly winds. And taking a closing look at the headlines on this Wednesday evening. The European Parliament is marking the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. Today's plenary session began with a special ceremony in Brussels. The government has comfortably survived a confidence motion in the Dáil. Donegal Deputy Joe McHugh voted with the government, as did South Donegal Deputy Mark McSharry. A number of other independents also voted with the government. The final tally was 86 votes for the government, 67 against. Voting no confidence, Deputy Thomas Pringle told the Dáil a Donegal mother has been searching for 5 years to find a home for herself and her four children. He told the Dáil that in voting no confidence, he was representing those who would be directly affected by the lifting of the eviction ban. And a Buncrana councillor says the demolition of a semi-detached property in the town affected by defective blocks is an example of penny-pinching by the housing department. The adjoining house, which is also affected, it's understood, was left standing. Councillor Jack Murray says it'll cost thousands and the department ultimately will end up spending more money. It should, he says, have a more joined-up approach. Well, we're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, though, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 29th of March. The death has taken place of Patrick McLaughlin, Lower Brahe, Malin Head. Removal from Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, this evening at 6:30, travelling via Buncrana, going to his home. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Lag Malin, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Seamus Maguire, Binban Inver, reposing at his home from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock this evening, and again tomorrow from 2 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Friday morning in the Church of the Blessed Mary Frosses at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Cranny Road Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Solace Cancer Centre, Donegal Town, care of any family member, or John McGowan, Funeral Director. The Funeral Mass will be live-streamed on mcnmedia.tv. And the death has occurred of Vincent Rocky Blake, 1 Iona Road, Letterkenny. Removal from Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, this evening at 5:30. Going to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for reception prayers at 6 o'clock. Reposing overnight for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass tomorrow morning, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv, followed by burial in Conwell Cemetery. Flowers welcome, or donations if desired, to Mary's Meals, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.